Hi, I'm Brayden Stallman.
And I'm Elizabeth Muriel.
And this is We Function Similarly.
We decided to put the character analysis skills we learned as theater majors,
useless vast pop culture knowledge,
and obsession with personality quizzes to the test,
and created a podcast where we sort the cast and characters of our favorite movies and shows. Well, hello there, Elizabeth. Why did you start eating right as I said I was about to record? I hate her. This is what happens when we don't record for a few weeks. I'm just going to keep talking while she figures out what she's doing. She's eating so slow. I can't even handle this.
I have to go.
I'll wait.
Really,
this was so mean of you. So mean. I didn't hear you.
Elizabeth, how are you?
Today's off to a rough start, obviously.
today is, it's after midnight, so technically Today off rough.
Yeah, today, Tuesday, August 11th. Not a great day. I'm okay. I've been better. I've been worse. How are you, Brayden?
I'm all right. Elizabeth, we're bad podcasters.
We're not the best. I will.
How long has it been since our last episode was posted?
Why would you remind everyone?
Like 3 weeks, maybe. This is not even going to go up on a Monday because we couldn't get our shit together last night to record.
Hey, we're busy individuals.
We are busy. I do a lot of work. I was just on vacation, but, like, I am constantly at work. I feel like I live my life, like, to my next shift at work.
That's fair. I do a lot of emotional labor for Muhlenberg Theater Department. I'm exhausted all the time. But you know what? It's fulfilling. We appreciate it sometimes.
Is it fulfilling?
Well, it's like, if me and, like, the people that do it don't do it, who's gonna do it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad reality.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a very special episode for you today, in meaning that we didn't prepare anything today. And so we invited some guests on the podcast. My co-hosts over at Return to Camp Half Blood, Neve Sherlock and Ava Peary.
Yay!
That's very exciting.
Ava, fun.
Today we're going to talk about just pop culture in general because we couldn't really think of a theme, but that's kind of what our podcast is about, and so we're just gonna expand the segment at the beginning of our episodes where we talk about what we're watching, listening to, and stuff. And we're just gonna deep dive into all that.
Sometimes, at least.
At least now.
I mean, I'm sorry about more of our opinion, but I'm not that sorry, right?
Yeah.
You guys wanna introduce yourselves?
Well, us?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Ava. I, like Brayden said, I'm a co-host on Return to Camp Half-Blood. I go to the same college as all of these fools, and we all study the same thing, and that's theater. So, so that means I'm a lot. Apologies. But here we are. It's 12:16. Let's do it.
Yes, as we've said before, we're trying to get every type of theater major on to this podcast because we've only had theater majors as guests so far. Speaking of only having theater majors as guests so far, look who's back. It's Neve. If you remember her from the Glee episode or just sitting in the background of all our episodes and posting it on our Instagram.
Yep. That's me.
Yep, I mean, that's me.
That's who I'd be. That's pretty much it.
I would just like to take this opportunity to point out that Brittany is not a theater major, so we actually
You're right.
Right.
She's
a manager. Okay. So
she understands the energy. Like she was gonna be one.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, y'all are crazy. And we were like, that's fair. And she's like, I'm transfer majors.
Facts. All right, so I guess let's start off. We'll go by categories. How about that?
Okay. I love an organizational structure.
Me as well.
You have to stand.
So let me spin my wheel of categories right here.
I hate that.
This is an audio medium. They don't need to know that I don't actually have a wheel.
No, they don't need to know.
But now they do.
They all do.
So we're going to talk about a movie we've seen recently.
Oh, Brayden.
The most recent movie you watched, what was it?
Oh, you know, I watched Knives Out a few days ago. I thought it was fantastic. Really good movie. The plot structure is genius. The cast is stellar. There's a bunch of amazing things I could say about it. I just think it's wonderful. But sorry, the movies that I've been obsessively watching most of quarantine. If anyone is familiar with the director Christopher Guest, he makes these amazing mockumentaries, and I have been watching his mockumentaries so much. They're genius. They're comedic genius. They're virtually all improv. Funniest casts. I just think they're wonderful. So I had to plug those as well. But yeah, Knives Out, fantastic movie.
I love Knives Out so much. It's such a genius film. I also love Rian Johnson as a director. Not even in spite of Last Jedi, because I really like Last Jedi, even though most people don't. And now this is where our podcast was canceled. No one will ever listen to us again because I said that.
You've literally invalidated all of your opinions with one statement.
Right.
Accomplishment, honestly. I rewatched Booksmart. I guess is the last movie I've watched in its entirety. My parents have this thing where they're like, let's all watch a movie. And then I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I'll be on Twitter the entire time. So I did watch Booksmart, though. One of my favorite movies of all time. Highly recommend. You guys have probably all seen it, right?
I have not.
Oh, yes. I watched it during quarantine, actually.
10 out of 10. Honestly, like, really resonates with me as someone who, like, has all that former gifted kid high school, like, school was everything burnout.
Oh, God, I felt that.
A fun time.
Must watch, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
What character did you identify with the most with? Because now, if I ask that, it's more in theme with our podcast.
Beanie Feldstein's character, definitely.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was going to say anything else. Let's be honest with ourselves.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Neve, what about you? Was it the Lightning Thief?
No.
Because I will have to say, it also was not the last movie that I've watched, but I did just realize as I asked, what movies have we watched recently, that Neve, Ava, and I all watched The Lightning Thief together over Zoom for our podcast.
For research.
For our film.
We literally put ourselves through torture for that, so.
Yes, that'll be up in a couple weeks.
It will.
It will.
No, it wasn't The Lightning Thief, but it was Hamilton. And that is because I've watched it multiple times since it has come out.
Guys,
it's so goddamn good. Like, I know that we all like can't stand the Tumblr edits, and like the fandom is something else that we need to have a completely separate discussion, but the actual musical was so good. Like, yeah. I rewatched it so many times.
I need to interject here and just admit that I lied, because Hamilton is consistently on in my house. Like, my entire family, like, bullied me relentlessly for being a theater kid for, like, ever. And, like, they still do. But, like, Hamilton came out, and they were like, this is good. Like, my parents will literally see David Diggs do everything that he does, and they'll be like, oh, he can sing. And it's like, yeah, he has a Tony. Period. People like
oh, he can sing. Oh, that guy is doing good work. He can really sing.
American Theatering Award.
I will say a movie that I've been watching is like a comfort movie in every phase of my life, but like now quarantine is no exception, is Princess and the Frog. I watched that movie all the goddamn time.
I love her.
Like, it's just consistently on in the background if I ever need, like, it's such an amazing Disney movie. So
pops.
Those two.
Great pops. All of the songs.
Amazing. Oh my god. So the soundtrack is only bangers. So that's good.
True. Who let them?
You wow. Got to dig a little deeper.
Oh, and also Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh my god, I love Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm basically just saying I'm nine. Like, I'm just like admitting
all of us in court.
My movie. But then when we talk about what TV shows I've been watching, it's going to be like a totally different conversation. So.
I just the other night watched the new Charlie's Angels, finally, because I've been wanting to watch it. It's not good.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I've heard very mixed reviews.
It's very bad, but also I loved it.
I tried to watch it. I fell asleep. I can't lie.
It was like 2 o'clock at night and my best friend and I were watching it. Okay. And it was just not good at all, written terribly, but it was funny. It was very funny.
That's good.
It have been? I don't know. I enjoyed it though. Like, it was not good, but like I would watch it again.
Understood. Yeah. When you said you fell asleep, Elizabeth, that reminded me of when I was at my best friend's house like a year and a half ago or something, and we were trying so hard to watch All the Boys I've Loved Before, and I fell asleep on her bed and started snoring. I could not do it. I don't snore. So it was the effect of
the one time she said
the hatred.
Emotional reaction.
Yeah, I don't know why. I
didn't hate All the Boys I Loved Before.
Maybe I would.
I liked the first one a lot. Yeah, I even watched the second one, and I didn't, like, actively hate it. I didn't actively like it either. But the first one I thought was pretty good.
Maybe I would have liked it.
I don't like romantic comedies, but it was fine for what it was.
I actually liked the second one more, now that I think about it, only because I love Jordan Fisher.
Yeah. King. Yeah. I need to watch Work It. I've heard mixed things.
Me too.
I would like to
see Sabrina Carpenter as well.
Yeah.
Can I be honest and say that the reason I don't want to watch it is like purely because Liza Koshy. And it's just like, I don't like seeing YouTubers act only because it's like, I can't see you outside of the identity that you've crafted for yourself so specifically.
Yeah.
Understood.
Also,
oh, wait.
A difficult conversation that Liza Koshy is not that funny.
Yeah. She was never that funny, people. I really hate to say it, but she wasn't like the funniest.
You're
when
not
you
wrong.
Put her in a movie.
She's
the funniest.
I'm gonna use this topic to transition to something that is vaguely related.
Okay.
But weirdly, I'm gonna talk about Quibi for a minute here.
Quibi! I would love to talk about Quibi.
Yes, okay. We're going to talk about Quibi then.
I'm confused.
Because I realized the main problem with Quibi, I think, the other day. I mean, there's a lot of problems with Quibi.
Basically everything.
For those of you who don't know, Quibi is a streaming service and app that...
And complete flop. Just
complete flop. Came out in, like, March. It had an insane... Like, every famous person in Hollywood has a show... Wrote something, like, had a part in Quibi.
But the main point of Quibi as a streaming service and for their shows, but that was that their shows were mastered to be viewed on mobile devices. So you could, I was really about to grab my phone to demonstrate. Like, they would know. But, like, you can, while watching their shows, flip from horizontal to vertical and watch it in any way. Like, you can watch it horizontally on your phone or watch it vertically on your phone, and like, it'll switch the orientation of the show, and they lined up all the shots so that it would still work in vertical formatting. That was the only difference of Quibi to like a Netflix, but they were making their own shows mastered just for that.
And they're also only like 6 minutes long. Each episode's only like 6 minutes long.
I'm just wondering who they're catering to. Like, I have never
people who like trapeze artists, maybe? Like, I don't know. Like, who moves that much?
And and so the reason I bring this up is you're talking about Liza Cushy and like not like YouTubers like transitioning to like acting and stuff. The reason that YouTube people become popular and like people on TikTok become popular and is because they're real people. And that's why you want to watch a video of someone real on your phone, doing something, because they're not a famous person, because they are someone like you. And like the appeal of TikTok and YouTube is that you can do that yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
Like anyone posts anything there they want. The people start hating TikTokers and YouTubers when they become too famous and lose touch with being a real person. And so the problem with
the issue of losing your relatability is like something that takes down like pretty much every single big YouTuber eventually.
Wow.
And so the problem with Quibi is it's trying to steal the format of TikTok and YouTube, but making it with famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is the whole nother topic, but like, I think the general public is starting to not need movie stars and famous people as much. You know what I mean?
I thought that was true, but I don't necessarily.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't really get where you're coming from.
But in a way that like, we don't want people who are completely removed from us anymore. The whole eat the rich thing. You know?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I think we definitely saw that when Kanye was like, I'm going to run for president again. Because I feel like the first time when that was a rumor, like, this is obviously high school. So, like, all of my friends were like, oh my gosh, like, that's so funny, like, Kanye 2020. But then he said he was going to run again, and people were like, absolutely not. Like, no celebrities. Like, this is ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like we see this a lot with, like, we're watching, like, The Fall of Ellen, and we just have a lot less tolerance for famous people who don't understand what the privilege they have is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about Ellen, I saw this crazy, like, video today where it was, like, I don't watch Ellen. Like, if someone know of...
You're not really the target audience for...
Yeah, no,
Ellen,
I'm not.
For daytime TV.
They're not 40-year-old women. I don't really think they're...
No, I know, but, like, I've never watched it, so, like, I'd never really thought about it or, like, the working conditions on her show, but, like, all this stuff has been coming out, and I saw this thing where it was, like, this interview that she did with Mariah Carey where it was, like, rumors that Mariah Carey was pregnant, and she was, like, trying to hide it. So, like, on Ellen's show, like, she tried to force her to have alcohol to prove that she wasn't pregnant because she was saying she wasn't pregnant, but she was just trying to hide it. So, it was, like, she was, like, this woman is pregnant without her consent.
Yikes. The funniest thing about the Ellen situation to me is, like, celebrities that have the nerve to come out here and be like, Ellen has been nothing but warm and kind and positive. And
I know!
To me. It's like, fucking duh. Like, you're a celebrity who's a guest on her show. You're getting her views. Why would she be mean to you? Like, this is not about you. Like, your personal experiences with Ellen are absolutely nothing to do with this conversation because you're a multimillionaire whose interview is going to get her so many ad dollars. So, like, obviously she's going to be nice to you.
And like, this is why I'm saying we're done with stars, because we not done, obviously, but I think the facade of movie stars is gone. Like, people understand what they are now. You know what I'm saying?
I do agree. Like, I feel like it's less likely for someone to go out and buy some, like, celebrity endorsements don't really matter anymore. But yeah. YouTuber and influencer endorsements are, like, almost guaranteed sellers. Like, unless you're, like anyone who has an ad code or, like, an ad deal.
Yeah,
on YouTube with a company is guaranteed to, like, get sales off of it because people trust, inherently trust influencers more because they feel like they, like, actually know them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and definitely what you said earlier in terms of, like, all these famous people coming out to support Ellen just kind of goes back to the myth that, like, problematic people don't have friends. But yes, they do.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Why are we because I think there's a big issue in society today, in my opinion, where it's just, like, we like to pretend that the majority of people are good, but in a way that, like, yes, that's true. But we also can't blind ourselves to there is a large enough amount of people that like isn't looking out for everybody's best interests.
That's the thing. That's the thing, is like the
loudest bad voice is the only bad voice.
Right. No, like people, I'm so guilty of this, but people altogether, I think try to see, not try to, but like really tend to see people in a black and white lens. Mm-hmm. And like kind of when there's one person who messes up, they're the person who messes up, TM, and like everyone else is an angel. And like, that's, that can be dangerous, you know, for you yourself, you know, like you cannot see other toxic things coming from the person that you thought was your sanctuary. Like that's, you know, and that's something I've been thinking about a lot, but at the same time, then it's hard to not demonize everyone you meet. So it's like, it's a weird cultural thing.
Yeah. I had a conversation with my friends this weekend where I was just like, I prefer people that are all around problematic only because no, like I don't prefer to be friends with them, but I, it's just easier to deal with them because then you don't have to deal with gaslighting from anyone else.
Exactly.
Be upfront about who you are.
No, yeah.
If you're dealing with someone who's like, if you're dealing with someone who's homophobic or racist, but they're also a feminist and they're like this and this and that, and they're like woke in some other way, you're going to deal with a large group of people being like, no, they're good to me and I'm a woman, or, and I'm gay, or, and I'm black or Hispanic or whatever.
Yeah, period.
And talking about that, I know we've already talked about J.K. Rowling on this podcast, but that's a lot of people come to J.K. Rowling's defense being like, oh, well, she really cares about women. Like, she, like, this is all just because she really cares about women's rights. And it's like, okay, maybe she does care about women's rights. I don't think she does. Like, actually, I could get into whole details of her fem shaming in the Harry Potter books. And they're like, she supports queer people. Like, no, she actually, like, she, just because you say you do.
Yeah.
When your actions don't prove it. Literally. But, like, you can't, even if she has done good things, it doesn't invalidate the bad things that she's done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, like, her, like, it's kind of all connected in the way of, like, I saw this post today on my friend's story. And, like, I was like, huh, that's true. Because, like, it says, like, feminists with quotes, trans women basically admit to seeing women as walking vaginas, you know, like, misogynists. And I'm like, period. Like, I think that has some legitimacy. And so it's like, if you claim to, I don't know. My issue is, like, if you try to shroud another part of your privilege with, not, like, your privilege, your prejudice, with like something else that you think makes you woke, like it's like, oh god, it's so toxic and it's hard to see through, but like once you see through it, other people aren't going to believe you, so it's like, oh god, it's just
doesn't excuse you from being transphobic.
Exactly.
Honestly, like caring a lot, like you can't care a lot about women's rights unless you care about trans rights.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like it's like the two physically don't work together, so like she can't care a lot about women's rights.
Yeah,
it like makes you more misogynistic to be a turf.
Yes.
See, women is like like the post said, like walking, you know, female organs, like that's all you see in a woman, or what you think is a woman.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Anyway.
Anyway, what TV shows have you been watching?
New Girl.
Wait. Before we get into the
new
season, if you start relating and I can't, we need to talk about the Umbrella Academy really quickly. Brayden, what episode are you on?
I still haven't finished season one.
Okay, neither have I. Like,
okay. Oh my god. See, I'm on like episode 7, I think.
Okay.
Like I just started episode 7. Eight.
So we're on like about the same page. I won't.
Yes.
I remember what happens in episode 7, so I won't mention that. I really like this show. And it's a show that Brayden would also like, and that very rarely happens. So I think that we should acknowledge that we like the same show.
We will acknowledge that. And now we move on. No. but yeah, no, I think it's a really creative show. It has a very interesting aesthetic that, I don't know, it's just, it's very unique. I haven't seen a lot of this kind of design before.
I also don't know why I didn't watch it sooner. It's based off a comic written by Gerard Way, the front man of My Chemical Romance.
Oh my God.
I love that man. Like, I love that man. Why did I not watch this show sooner? Because, like, I only started watching it when season 2 came out and the hype reappeared. So I was like, oh, I'll start watching it again. I'll, like, try it. Because I had never tried watching an episode and it was so good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's my place to say it. But something that I noticed was, like, I feel like it brings in a lot of representation without being tokenistic about it.
Oh, I agree. I think I agree. I don't know if I've watched enough or not yet. Like, I think I have to finish the first season to decide or not yet. But I think it is, I feel like I could get more into it if I, like, once I finish it. Right now, I feel like there's not enough of number 3. Right, number 3 is the one who's dead at the beginning, right?
No, that's number 6.
Number 6. I don't know any of their number. Like, I know their names or their numbers. But yeah, number 6. Like, I feel like there's not enough of number 6 yet.
I know. I'm waiting to see if maybe they bring it up by the end of the season.
Or maybe it's more of a season 2 thing. I don't really know.
We'll see.
But
I think it's heavily implied, like, what happened to him. But they need to explicitly say it, you know?
Yeah. And he's in all the promos for season 2. And he wasn't for season 1, really. So yeah. I think that it means more. I don't know. Just, like, want to make sure those minority characters, like, get enough screen time, you know?
Yes. Ben is one of my favorite characters. He's so...
I know, and I love what he's been in.
Interludes and everything.
I know, I love what when he's been on screen, so I just need more of him. Anyways, so we've also been watching New Girl. Ava and I have watching that together.
Wait, can I say something about Umbrella Academy really quickly? When you said the name of that streaming service earlier, what was it?
Quibi.
I thought you were talking about a character from the Umbrella
Academy. Oh my God, wait, that completely reminded me of something. Do you know who's in it, Ava? Kate Walsh. She plays such a cool role in this show. And now Ava starts watching.
Oh, I love her. Oh, I love her very much. Oh, she does play my favorite character in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, she kind of plays Addison, but, like, more badass in this show, not gonna lie.
Between her and Ellen Page, like...
Might be on my list.
Oh my God, who...
Your list is fake, Ava.
Ava?
I am making my way. I am bulldozing through my list. Excuse me.
Yeah, you have net... Everyone who's ever told me they're going to watch The Magicians has failed me.
I have watched a few episodes.
I
know you watched a few episodes.
I'm still here and breathing, aren't I?
Yes, but you have yet to watch it. So until you've watched it, you have failed.
You said guilty until proven innocent.
Failing great on
anything. Neve, you gave up on it, which is okay. I respect it, but like... I'll start
watching again once I get back to school and, like, have time to kill.
Okay. I just need someone to talk about this with. If anyone who listens to this watches The Magicians, DM me on Instagram.
It is like, oh.
I miss it.
I can't be watching too many shows at once.
No, I agree.
And once I finish New Girl, I'm watching this other show called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and, like, it was my coping mechanism for finishing House, because... my favorite actress from House is in it, and I was like, I need to slowly let myself
go. Favorite actress from House is in The West Wing.
I'm getting there, okay? I'm getting there.
Elizabeth, I love you, but I will never watch an episode of The West
Wing. I will also never watch that.
I probably will.
Wait, Kristen's... not Kristen Stewart. Kristen Chenoweth's in The West Wing, right?
Yeah.
Have to watch it then.
It took me a little while to get over the fact that she was Kristen Chenoweth, because it's just like she is her own entity.
That's so true.
I love Kristen Chenoweth so much.
Yeah. There, I said it. But like my whole issue is like once I finish one of my two shows right now, because I'm only allowing myself two because I get very distracted.
I feel that. Like, I need a comedy and, like, a drama.
That's the thing. Both of mine are comedy stories. I'm like...
Oh, yeah. I have Umbrella Academy and New Girl are, like, my main rotation.
Yeah. No, right? For me, it's mostly New Girl. But when I finish one of them, which will probably be New Girl first, do I go with... Okay, so Allison, our other friend for listeners, is pressuring me every single day to watch Grey's Anatomy. Do I go...
Don't watch Grey's Anatomy,
The Magicians... Umbrella Academy,
you know, West Wing, you're better than that.
Mad Men, I could go five ways.
Mad Men.
Okay.
Bones, I could do any of those things. I could rewatch Bones.
Okay, but so I'm going to, because I want to watch you to watch The Magicians so badly, I would love to say The Magicians, especially because this has been on your list like the longest of all these things.
Yeah.
But I will say also The Umbrella Academy might also be, I'm going to say The Umbrella Academy or The Magicians, maybe The Umbrella Academy more because it is a quicker watch because it's only two seasons.
Right.
It is.
Okay.
And you can watch it at the same time as us. Like,
yeah, it's so good. Cool. Just binge watch like seven episodes in a night and you'll be up to speed with us. So
I could do that. That would be fun. No, and I want to do more of that. Like sort of like this semester because we're online. Like I want to watch something with someone else. Like I really want to, I don't know if any of you guys would be down for this, but I never finished Once Upon a Time.
I did finish Once Upon a Time, I regret finishing Once Upon a Time. I'm not going to lie.
I never finished it, but I would like to restart it. But also, I don't know. I have a lot of options. If anyone would like to watch Bones with me, fabulous show. I never finished that either, so I'm restarting it. God knows when, though. So anyway, New Girl's great.
New Girl is great.
Watch The Office with me. I'll be doing that before it goes off Netflix in January.
I've seen it so many times.
I love The New Girl. Wonderful.
I also love it. And I don't understand why people hate on Jess because I don't think she's that bad.
Okay. I find it funny because Elizabeth started watching this show being like, I fucking hate it. Like, she'd be like, I watch it because it's so bad and it's so funny to me. And now she's like, it's a cinematic masterpiece. Like, yeah. I don't know where the energy changed. Where did the energy change? The
character development is great, and it's like those first couple seasons. I just hate watching adults who act like children.
I don't think she does.
She does a good job. She just conducts herself a certain way.
No, in the first couple seasons, I didn't like her at all. I thought that she acted like a child. I also hate Nick Miller. I'm not a Nick Miller stan.
I'm not a Nick Miller
stan. I don't even watch the show, and I know that's a controversial opinion.
I'm also not a huge Nick fan.
People love Nick Miller.
Also, like, there was an episode where he was like, haha, this glass of milk on my bedroom floor, I have no idea how long it's been here. Like, dude, like, you're like, how old? No,
yeah, I don't like...
I don't think it's cool to not pick up after yourself. Like, he prides himself on, like, not having himself together. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to get, like, punched in the face for this, but I like Schmidt so much better.
Oh, no, me too.
I'm fully girl. I can't
lie. I also like Schmidt more, but I like Winston more than both of them.
That's fair. I'm just, like, Schmidt's chaos and self-centeredness balanced with insecurity is something I find very funny.
No, I do relate to that.
It's just very accurate. I'm like, he'd probably be a four.
I like Evan.
Look at that. Look at Ava.
Oh, Ava, cool. Make it. I forgot I was on a show.
Look at her making this relevant.
I like every guy on that show more than I like Nick Milner.
Me too. Yeah, period. Even Coach. And Coach just came back in for me. Spoiler alert. Whoops. Yeah, I'm on season three.
I'm still on season one.
I know, and that's your own fault. So, no, but no. There was a joke, mostly. But Coach comes back, and he's like, these episodes, he hasn't grown yet. I'm assuming he will.
I lied. I'm on season two. Sorry.
Okay, good. But he hasn't grown yet, and I'm like, please do. But I still like him more than Nick. And, like, I feel bad, because, like, a lot of my closest friends who watch New Girl are, like, they love Nick Miller, and they're like, oh, my God, I am him. Like, I relate to him, and I'm like, okay, like, then I'm Schmidt. Like, I can't feel this way about Nick. Like, I just can't.
I'm not friends with any Nick Millers, and I'm proud of that.
Actually, Cece might be no.
Oh, no, Cece's an icon. I love her.
I love
Cece. Oh, yeah, Cece is great.
My favorite character. I love her very much. Everyone knew she would be. I don't know why people know me this well.
Because your favorite character on Good Place is Tahani.
That's similar.
They are pretty. They serve the same role.
They serve the same role, and that's the role that Ava likes.
It is.
Yeah.
Flash is attracted to.
No, I am not.
She said no and then smiled.
Because I don't know how to react in situations like this, because you're accusing me of something that's not true. Sure, she's she's pretty, period. I think Zooey Deschanel is pretty, too. I think whoever plays Schmidt is pretty. I think whoever plays... But there are a lot of pretty people, but that doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Okay. Three of us have watched Community.
Period. Let's talk.
Yes.
Okay, here's a show that I'll fully admit I simp for a character on. Jeff Winger.
Oh, period.
I'm a little embarrassed to say it.
No, oh my God, that's so real.
Mm-hmm.
I do love him. Mm-hmm. I love the whole setup of this show. It's so funny to me. Just the, like, basically gigantic parody of a sitcom. Genius. Yeah,
it's so good, and it's weirdly meta. Like, it's like Good Place level meta, almost, not quite.
I love it.
It's just so great. I
like it more than The Good Place.
Interesting.
I like it just about as much as The Good Place.
I like very few things as much as I like The Good Place.
Me too, actually, yeah.
The Good I will say that this show was, like, it was good, and, like, the making fun of itself was funny, making fun of its genre, and, like, that was funny, but The Good Place, there will never be something that gets me better than The Good Place. Like, watching that first season, like, the end of that first season, I was like, so I will say that The Good Place does win there. Like, nothing will ever be more shocking than the end of that.
Hands down.
I was completely thrown off guard.
Yeah, me too.
I just like the characters on Community better. Like, literally, like, with the exception of, like, I think Shirley's a little boring. Just my opinion. Pierce is not my favorite either, but, like, literally every single other character on that show.
I love them all.
They're so good.
Like, even Britta. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. And the great thing is, like, they're all the worst, like, in their own ways. And, like, the whole thing is, like, they grow to be not the worst through a commune, you know? And so, like, it's so fun that way. But, like,
I will say... It's kind of sad watching Community, knowing what's going to happen to it, quality-wise. Like, do we all know the story of, like, how Community, like, went on as a show?
I do.
Oh, yeah. So, like, Community was, like, for anyone who doesn't know, not to spoil anything, but it's, like, pretty common knowledge. And it got 3 seasons on NBC that were good, and then NBC canceled it for, like, it was getting like critical acclaim, but that wasn't represented in its viewership. So because like all NBC based it on was how many people were viewing it, they canceled the show after 3 seasons. And then for some reason, Yahoo picked it up.
Yeah.
Like what? And it was like, oh my God. So like after season 3, apparently it like plummets because it's like so weird because Yahoo Originals picked it up and that doesn't even exist anymore. So, it is like I'm like halfway through season 2 right now, and I'm like, it's approaching. Like I'm a little scared. Like what's gonna happen in season 4? You know?
Oh no, yeah, season 2 is elite. Like I can't lie about that.
Yeah. Once like the main 7 is broken up, it's kind of over.
Yeah, I agree. It's sad.
No, I respect it.
But something I do like that happens in the later seasons is the character development of the Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was watching it and I was like, this is a little homophobic to the point of making me a tiny bit uncomfortable. But then they have some episodes in the later seasons where it's like they develop it. So it's like not homophobic.
Yeah, I mean,
episodes, and I'm like glad that they did that, but I also think that that should have happened way earlier to like prove a point.
Described me in middle school.
Oh my God.
I mean, my perspective, like watching it as like sort of part of the community, like obviously I'm not like, I'm not what he identifies as, but like watching it as a part of like the LGBT community, I was kind of like, well, like
there is this overwhelming theme of like everyone is the worst. And so it's like people are going to treat this guy a certain way, and that just follows the theme of like no one knows how to act. And like I think it definitely could have been more overt that like this is not great how people are acting towards him, and like kind of like even like the little microaggressions and stuff, but I did read it that way. But like, yeah, I don't know, it definitely toes a line.
Yeah,
I finished Game of Thrones.
Cool.
Just to update our listeners on this podcast, because I've been like checking in about it the last couple of times, I have finished Game of Thrones. That's it. I just wanted to share. No one else would want to talk about it with me, so I'm
frankly terrified at how fast you finished that show.
Thank you.
Watched it in the exact
literally same terrified.
Very
it is so long for you to have finished it in like what, under a month?
Yeah, about a month.
Horrifying.
No, I salute you. I do.
I have like
it's impressive, but like scary.
I really have an empty hole in my heart from it.
No, I understand that. There's something about finishing a show in a month. It gets you.
Like it was just with me for so long.
I know, and like it's your day. It is your brain.
It becomes such a regular fixture, and then I started. Has anyone been reading books? Because I started reading the Game of Thrones book on vacation. I got all 5 ebooks from the library, and I was like, I'll see how much I read. I read 25% of the first one, and that's it. I was only on vacation for like 4 days. I don't know how I thought I could read 5 long books in 4 days.
This is not a book, but with all the new hype that it's been getting out of seemingly nowhere on TikTok, I rewatched Euphoria. I watched it like when it aired, but it was good to rewatch. A very good show. I don't know why it's randomly getting popularity again, but like I'm glad. It was such a good show.
I don't know how to watch it if I don't have HBO, and so I'm
all those,
struggling.
Oh, that would require me giving you my cable password.
Oh, not.
Don't really know if my mom would enjoy that.
No, that's
wish fine. I could give you all HBO access. But good show.
I have my best friend's HBO Max. She pays for it, and I steal it. And her other friend also steals it, and her brother.
I'll probably just find
it's no like ethical a consumption website. Of capitalism. Share your passwords with your friends.
Yes.
The cable one, though?
No, not that one.
No.
You know, Disney Plus has like no limits on sharing. Like Disney Plus and HBO Max have not figured out the Netflix thing of like limiting
screens. Yeah.
Yes. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about music only because Long Live Folklore? I love her.
I'm reading a book though.
Wait, Ava wanted to talk about her book first.
Okay, one book. I'm reading Circe by Madeline Miller. And I just think her writing is really pretty and I like classics. That's all.
Ava's speech concluded.
Long Live Folklore. 10 out of 10.
Folklore is good.
I haven't finished it.
How many times? I want to say four times listening to that album. I went back. I listened to it again. I have new favorites. They're all good, except Mirrorball. I am not a Mirrorball stan.
Oh, I like Mirrorball.
I haven't gotten there.
I think it's lyrically beautiful. The music is just not for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have an opinion.
Like, I understand.
I am an August Betty the One gal. That's my vein of folklore.
Yeah, yeah. I do really like Betty. I think everyone can agree that Betty's the best song on it.
I need to listen to more of it.
Cardigan has such strong Lana vibes.
Cardigan is good, though.
I love Cardigan, yeah.
Also, I love Invisible String. I like all of them, honestly, so Betty, I love, but it's also very, like, the entire time I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds so good, and then I remember what it's about, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, boys are disgusting. I hate them.
Yeah. Do you, I don't know how long ago this came out, but Troye Sivan's latest couple of singles that have come out over the course of the past few months, Neve, you have to have listened to them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We love Troye Sivan. They were really good. Nothing will ever outtop Blue Neighborhood. I hate to say it. Like, he really reached his peak with Round One. That album is so good. But I did really, I liked these singles more than I liked the other stuff that he's come out with in the past since Blue Neighborhood.
Well, I really like Strawberries and Cigarettes.
That is a Manic Pixie Dream Girl song, and somehow it wasn't written by a Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
It's so good. I love it so much.
Oh, it's such a Manic Pixie Dream Girl song.
But I'm really excited for his next album because I'm really liking these singles that he's been releasing, and they're a little more experimental.
Easy is so pretty.
Easy is really great.
Very pretty.
Take Yourself Home is just like experimental in a weird way that I love and makes me really excited.
Yeah. Y'all not gonna know this, but you should listen to him, Declan McKenna.
I've heard of it
with his new album.
I've heard of
love it. Recently got pushed back. Very upset. Don't text. Got pushed back to September and it was supposed to come out at the end of August, but it's okay. My friend is
like counting down the days until that comes out.
It's so good. I've been listening to the singles that have been released from it so far, like on loop. Only bops. So like weird and a mixture of like the vibe of 80s music, but the instrumentation of like classic rock songs.
I love it.
I kind of love
it. So good. I love Declan McKenna so much.
I love that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've just been listening to My Chemical Romance album, so I can't really give any other input when it comes to newer music.
Will I get bullied if I am a theater major real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. We're all theater majors, right? Okay. And so I like musicals, okay. So I recently watched the bootleg of a musical that was on Broadway in 2016. Bright Star. Period. So freaking good.
Elizabeth's face lit up.
I
love it.
Every single feeling about that show. Can I just say, I respect an album where the bad songs are bad, straight bad, and the good songs, that's all the rest of them.
There's
no in between.
They have opinions.
Yeah, right. They have a thank God, like chef's kiss. But also, can I just say, one of the best musical theater performers I've ever heard in my life, Carmen Cusack is God. She is God.
Should have won the Tony that year. No, okay, I don't want to say that.
No, any other year she would have won. Any other year, she would have won.
Who else won that year?
Cynthia Erivo. And no one.
Oh, well, yes, Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah. She deserves to win every single Tony ever. But Elizabeth, we need to like talk about Bright Star separately because I have a lot of feelings. When I was watching Act Two, I texted her pictures of me crying because I cried multiple times. It's just so good. Anyway, that's what I've been listening to a lot and also singing a lot of it in my garage. Because that's where my family can't hear me. So
we love a musical theater education at home.
Yeah. Ooh, no. Yeah. So that's what I've been really fixated on and will continue to fixate on until, I don't know, something else happens.
Alrighty. So I just looked at the time and we've been running for a very long time at this point, much longer than Elizabeth and I typically get up to. But yeah, thank you too for coming on the podcast to talk and making it so Elizabeth and I didn't go another week without posting anything. I promise we'll have some of our regular content back up again soon. I don't promise, but we'll
BuzzFeed quiz thing again.
Yeah, we will post something next week. It may or may not be what we normally do.
Gotta expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
But thanks.
We're keeping you on your toes.
Opinions. Yeah, thanks for that.
Let us know if you liked us just talking about pop culture, because we can keep doing that too. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe.
And don't be afraid to interact with us on social media.
At We Function Similarly Pod on Instagram.
And at WFS Pod on Twitter.
Let us know what you want to hear next.
And remember, we all function similarly.